Thank you, Mr. Chair, and good morning, everybody. So that's another presentation from our side on the new supplement to UN Regulation 49, the 07 series. Some elements of background first. As you may know, in Europe, we need to monitor and assess the representativeness of the CO2 emissions of heavy-duty vehicles that we determine through the vector procedure. And in order to do that, we have a mandate in our CO2 standards to come up with onboard fuel and/or energy consumption monitoring devices. So basically, OBFCM, very similar to what we have for light-duty vehicles today. The main noticeable difference is related to the mass or payload parameter, which is used in the context of CO2 for heavy-duty vehicles set out in our standards too. And here, basically, we need to lay out requirements to have vehicles fitted with these OBFCM devices that would have information on mileage, fuel consumption, energy consumption, and either payload or total mass as a proxy for payload. This is being developed currently in Europe. The regulation shall be adopted soon, and vehicles will hopefully, in the coming years, be gradually equipped with these OBFCM devices. For us to be able to use and to rely on these OBFCM devices, we need to ensure that they are accurate. And in order to do so, we need to have some tests where we can check the accuracy of these OBFCM devices. Bearing in mind that the idea is not to increase the existing testing burden, and there are quite a lot of procedures already set out for heavy-duty vehicles, the idea would be to rely on these existing tests in order to assess the accuracy of the OBFCM devices. So we will notably do that with our regulations more related to CO2 determination. We have a few tests set out there, but we also intend to do that through the PEMS test that is set out in UNR 49. And therefore, we present this informal document in view of amending UNR 49 to allow vehicles that are fitted with OBFCM to be monitored and allow the testing authority to monitor the relevant signals. These are the details of the changes. In the Word document that comes with this presentation, there has been kind of a mix-up in the final production of this document that we will solve over lunch, and we will upload a new document over lunch because, notably on the numbering, there are some things that need to change. So on that presentation, I believe references are correct. So the idea would be that during the test, some additional signals would be monitored. So OBFCM mileage, fuel rates, both in terms of mass and in terms of volumes, and vehicle total mass. On top of that, we have a couple of edits or additions to the text, sorry, to ensure that when a test is being performed from the start of the test up until the end of the test, these signals are being monitored if they are available. So that's basically it. So I don't know if there is any question, but happy to open the floor and to reply to any question you might have. Thanks.